So, Richard, people know you as a gorilla gardener, but today you're gorilla grime busting in the Elephant and Castle subways. Yeah. Why?
Well, they're really grotty, and the grot is getting in the way of people seeing the potential and the value of these spaces. Not everybody, I must say. We've got a lot of people who've signed up to our petition, and I meet a lot of people who are passionate about these subways, but the assumption from our councillors, Peter John, Fiona Coley and TfL, is that these subways should go, that they're a blot on the landscape. But actually beneath this grime is space that's 100% for pedestrians. You can get from one side of the road to the other without having to look where you're going, without having to wait for a traffic light, or like a lot of people do around here now where the subways have gone, jumping the red lights. And these subways, with a bit of a clean and some far better signage to correct all the riddles that are down here, would mean these subways are worth keeping.
And there's a lot of people who say that the Elephant won't really have changed, or there won't be any visible regeneration until the balance is shifted at ground level, away from motor traffic, perhaps in favour of the pedestrian and the cyclist.
I agree with you about that. Totally agree. But that's not what's happening. That is not what's happening. 10 years ago, there were plans for peninsularising the roundabout, removing 30% of the traffic, making lots of new pedestrian space. That is not happening. The traffic is staying. TfL have no plans to remove any of the road traffic. And until such time as they do, they should not be removing any spaces for pedestrians. The net result of the plans that I've seen on the table so far will keep space the same for traffic and reduce it for pedestrians. That is crazy.
I mean, we've got an example from the Southern Roundabout just a few yards away. I think people would generally think that seems to have worked all right. Do you think the same's possible at the Northern end?
I don't think your generalisation of what people think is correct, actually. I know a lot of people who think that space is more dangerous and bleaker. A massive missed opportunity. An expanse of windblown concrete and granite and islands that people, if they obey the traffic signals, are forced to stand in while traffic roars past them on either side. It doesn't work as well as it would have done if subways had been made better there. But the Southern Roundabout is a very, very different case to the Northern Roundabout, which is a far more intensively used space. So we shouldn't be using that one as an example.
There's a lot of people who don't feel particularly safe in these tunnels at the moment. Do you think there's a way of making people feel more comfortable using them at all times of day and night? And what could be done apart from a cosmetic improvement to make that happen?
Well, I'm glad to see that the broken light bulbs in this dark part of the corridor, which were dud for months on end, have now been fixed. But it's not good enough. These subways are too dark, they're badly lit, the ceilings are virtually black in places with the filth. So whilst you use the word cosmetic slightly derogatively, actually cosmetics go a very long way to making a place look and feel safer.
And you've been doing this clean-up for about an hour. What kind of reactions have you had so far from people in the subways?
Looks of bemusement. We've been providing a public service in giving people directions as well. As I said, the signs are very inaccurate, and we've been both cleaning and wayfinding for people while we're down here. Community wardens have popped by, took some leaflets, offered their support, but they haven't picked up a mop yet.
And so far you've had an event last year looking at some of the art in the subways. Today you've been doing this clean-up. Where does the campaign go next? And if people support your view of the subways, what can they do to demonstrate that support?
Well, one exciting development is that Lendlease, Southwark's lead partner in the redevelopment, have, in an email, said that they may be able to offer some money to explore improvements to the signposting down here. So I'm looking forward to perhaps collaborating with students at LCC with Lendlease funding to see how we can make this space better, which suggests that one developer at least is open-minded about how this space might work, which is very encouraging, and I hope that the Council and Transport for London are equally open-minded.
And where can people find the petition and the other details of the campaign?
If they go to saveoursubways.org, they can sign up to the petition, they can read the case, and they can watch our campaign videos, including a 20-minute documentary about the murals down here with the artist David Bowie.